Now, let's look at what Hillary Clinton writes in her book, It Takes a Village, which means it takes a village to raise a child, which that really means it takes the government to raise a child. On page 69 through 70, she writes this. Healthy Starts workers asked to visit new parents while they are still in the hospital. Most consent to the visit and are grateful that someone cares enough to talk to them. The workers ask them about their family histories and their current situation, noting potential problems. If the family is considered to be at risk, Healthy Start offers a follow-up home visitor. The home visitor helps the parents learn about their child's development needs and acts as a liaison with other agencies to make sure the family's needs are attended to. From marriage counseling to employment training to drug abuse treatment, while Healthy Start operates on a consensual basis, states might consider making public welfare or medical benefits contingent on agreement to allow home visits or to participate in other forms of parent education. I cannot say enough in support of home visits, whether the visitor is a social worker or a nurse from a program. Well, what is Hillary Clinton talking about in this book? My friends, one of the very first programs that did home visits, known as Parents as Teachers. It started out in Missouri, and I wrote about Parents as Teachers in my very first book that came out in the early 90s. My very first book, An Educational Abduction, actually came out in, what, the fourth printing was in 1995. It originally came out in 1993. So my first book came out in 1993, and I wrote about Parents as Teachers in this book, which this organization is now international. But it started in Missouri, Parents as Teachers, where you get a visit from a home educator, and they assess your child. And it's often introduced to the new parent, the new mother, and maybe the father as well, when they're in the hospital. And you can just about imagine how this is pushed onto them. You know, we're here to check on you. Congratulations on the birth of your child. And it's such an exciting time, but their first few years are so important. And we're here to encourage you and assist you with any services we might provide for you. Would you like for us to come by your house in a few days after you've gotten home with a new child and settled? We'd love to come by and visit with you and see if there's any way we can help you and encourage you. And it's, you know, it's passed off so friendly and helpful. And many, many mothers have said, sure, that's fine. So this home educator shows up and they begin to put the family through a review process to see if this family is at risk. Well, my friends, would you be shocked to find out that my research and that of others is that almost all families would be considered at risk? And the more at-risk kids you have in a county, in a state, guess what? The more money that county or state gets. So again, it's the old, I believe, follow the money concept. Follow the money. And Hillary Clinton is in favor of these kinds of home visits. I've talked to many mothers over the years in my traveling, and they have told me horror stories of volunteering for this, thinking it was just some benign little program to help them out and get them started and teach them some new things about being a mom, a parent, maybe with their first child, only to find out they could not get rid of this social worker that was now meddling in their family and in their business. This is a very dangerous program, and we'll see in a minute. Scotland recently proposed every child in their nation being assigned a social worker at the time of birth until they're 5 years of age, and then the responsibility of overseeing that child will be handed off to a local educator. Now, fortunately, this didn't pass the courts in Great Britain, and they said that's even a bridge too far for us. But they said their justification for doing this was the fact that Scotland had signed on to the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. How many of you would like to be assigned some liberal, radical social worker to monitor you and your child and your parenting from the very moment that child is born? Well, my friends, I'm sure there are some good social workers out there, but my wife graduated with a degree in social work and worked as a medical social worker in a hospital for a few years until we had children. And a few months after our first child was born, she stayed at home and chose to raise our children. But my wife will tell you, of the many, and again, this is when she graduated from college in the early 90s, she will tell you that most of her classmates were extremely liberal. very liberal politically, very liberal socially, bent toward feminism. And in the hospital setting, she routinely saw the situation where people that should be investigated were not. And yet, what appeared to be very wholesome, conservative family of a mother and a father would come into the hospital with a child that fell out of a high chair and was injured, and they brought their child in to be looked at. They were put through their paces for potential child abuse while she watched as people who were clearly doing drugs in the hospital room, delivering a child and then right on drugs, having children from multiple men, not knowing who, in some cases, who the father was of some of their offspring. Many excuses were made for these folks, and they were given a pass when they should have been, if anyone was under investigation, some of these families should be. But excuses were made that they were victims, and they were really treated with kid gloves. But let a conservative appearing family with a mother and a father come in with a child that's fallen out of a high chair, and they were basically put under the bright lights and interrogated as though they had done this deliberately. And my wife watched this happen on numerous occasions, and she would tell me of the liberal bent of so many of these social workers. Now again, my wife was obviously a very conservative, traditional values, and was a very good hospice and hospital social worker at the time. So I know there's some good ones, but you want to go to one of the most liberal departments on any college or university campus, and it will be the social work department. So I ask you again, do you want some radical liberal assigned to you and your child from the very day they're born? Well, Scotland proposed it. Fortunately, the courts struck it down, and it didn't come to pass. But these are the kind of ideas that are being put out there. And these are the dangers of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, because again, the folks in Scotland said they were doing this because they felt like they were obligated to, since their nation has adopted the UN Convention. Well, these Healthy Start workers that Hillary Clinton writes about in her book, It Takes a Village, what might they be using as the criteria to determine if a child or family is at risk? Well, Kathy Simons, with Excellence in Education, documented 12 codes used by the group Parents as Teachers organization to classify at-risk children. And again, see if you and your child pass the test or if you would be found at risk. Here are the codes she found in this program that started in Missouri. Premature babies, emergency delivery, or birth trauma. A child's slow growth, poor appetite, or frequent illness. Delayed development. These seem kind of subjective, don't they? Inability of parents to cope with inappropriate child behavior, including spanking as exclusive form of discipline and inconsistency. A parent who is ill, heavy, tired, depressed, handicapped, injured, or appears to be of low-level intelligence. Again, who decides this? Seems a little subjective, does it not? If you're a traditionally conservative biblical worldview family, would you be considered of low intelligence? We already know the Department of Homeland Security a few years ago put out a report saying that potential terrorists were those who were pro-life and were interested in Bible prophecy. So if the government's already said potential terrorists are Christians, pro-life Christians interested in Bible prophecy, could the same government not decide that Christians were also people of low-level intelligence? And again, if you meet any of these criteria, guess what? Your family is now at risk. And again, if you volunteered for something like the Parents as Teachers program or Healthy Start, I think it's very possible that your family, under such codes as this, could be deemed at risk. And then an unsuspecting family that volunteered for what they thought was a good program now finds themselves locked in because they've been deemed at risk. Well, what are some of the other criteria for being at risk according to the report by Kathy Simons? Overindulgence, undue spoiling on part of parent, stress on the family, such as a parent that travels frequently, moving to a new home, a death in the family, divorce or separation, birth of a sibling, 3 children under the age of 3, prolonged illness, loss of a job, low-level income. How about this one? Allergies. I mean, who in this day and age doesn't have allergies, right? I'm guessing at least one of you has allergies in your family. Heavy cigarette smoking in the house, family history of hearing loss, lack of stimulation, overstimulation, predominantly inappropriate or very few toys. Well, I think pretty much everybody would be considered at risk. And is that not the ultimate goal? Again, the more kids you have at risk in a county, the more potential money they get. The more kids you have at risk in a state, the more federal money they get. Could it be the old follow the money? In fact, there's an article that I found the other day written by a medical doctor, a doctor Mercola. Yes, it was in the New York Times in 2011, Dr. Mercola, M-E-C-O-L-A. And here's what he said. He said, did you know that money funneled to states and child protective services actually encourage them to accuse you of child abuse and even murder and to take your child, even if you're not guilty and even though they have absolutely no proof that you harmed your child? Horrendous as it sounds, it's true. Child abuse has become a business, an industry of sorts, that actually pays states to legally abduct your child and put them up for adoption, end quote. This is from the New York Times, Dr. Joseph Mercola. You might want to look into it. My friends, Hillary Clinton is a big supporter, as we've already understood from the documents we looked at, of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child and the United Nations Convention on Persons with Disability. In my second book, in 1995, I documented this about Hillary Rodham Clinton. In November 1973, the Harvard Educational Review published Hillary Rodham's radical views of children's rights in an article entitled Children Under the Law. In her article, Mrs. Clinton states that some children, quote, may have interest independent of their parents or the state, end quote. Mrs. Clinton disapproves of, quote, the belief that families are private, non-political units whose interests subsume those of children, end quote. In other words, she prefers to view the child as distinct from the family. With that in mind, I wrote in my book in 1995, it is no wonder Hillary suggests that government age restrictions on children's activities must be legally justified. Quote, she writes, quote, the state should no longer be allowed to assume the rationality of regulations based upon age and should at least be required to justify its action on the basis of modern legislative or administrative findings, end quote. Well, what does that mean? Dr. Didnis Cuddy, a syndicated columnist and a former U.S. Department of Education official, explains. He said, quote, if individuals can vote at 18 years of age, drive at 16 and have sex and abortions at a particular age, then the state should have to justify why they're not allowed to do those things at earlier ages, end quote. In October 1992, in an issue of Harper's Magazine, Christopher Lash wrote an article titled, quote, Hillary Clinton, Child Saver, subtitled, What She Values Will Not Help the Family. Mr. Lash defines Mrs. Clinton's opinions on the family this way, quote, the traditional family is for the most part an institution in need of therapy, an institution that stands in the way of children's rights, an obstacle to enlightened adults. She condemns the state's assumption of parental responsibilities, not because she has any faith in parents themselves, but because she is opposed to the principle of parental authority in any form. Her writings leave the unmistakable impression that it is the family that holds children back. It is the state that sets them free, end quote. The UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, a topic that I wish more conservative talk show hosts on radio and television would talk about, because I seriously am concerned as to whether this treaty will come before the U.S. Senate and be ratified if Hillary Clinton becomes president.